Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Religion Mean Alive. And I'm the co-host, standing there once again for the host of the show, who is Imam Alpha Muhammad. And I am his co-host, Brother Mubashir Akhtar, Wahidin Muhammad, of Brooklyn, New York. And I'd like to welcome all of you who have tuned in once again to Religion Mean Alive. And I hope and pray that Almighty God will bless all of us to get something out of what he's going to bless when you bring to the airwaves concerning Religion Mean Alive. So I'd like to greet all of you. As-salamu alaykum. May the peace and blessing of God be upon us, and may Allah grant us the light of understanding. I bear witness openly that there is nothing worthy of worship but God and God alone. And dear listeners, we have been magnificent taught, thoroughly taught by Imam Wahidin Muhammad, that if you're worshiping a God that did not create the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between, and including you, my brothers and sisters, then you're worshiping a false God. So we hope and pray that understanding comes from this talk tonight on religion means a lie. Religion means a lie. We bear witness that Almighty God, he's the merciful benefactor, he's the merciful redeemer. There's none like unto him. There's no one sitting up in heaven on the right hand throne of God, consulting with him or giving him any kind of advice. No. He's God and God alone. There was nobody around when God created this world. There's only two things, the Creator and his creation. And Almighty God, the Creator, he's the first source of everything that you see, including yourself, brother and sister. He created you, and he made you the highest form. He created you the highest form of his creation to become, as the Bible says, the crown of his creation, the vice gentleman, and in our holy book is the caliph. They the same. So we hope to get some understanding as I share with you the commentary, the language, and the tafsir of Imam Wahidin Muhammad and the way that God has blessed him to bring religion back to be alive in this new world of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. So I want to thank you for tuning in, and I'd like to inform you that Almighty God, he gave to us the world, the last prophet, for the upliftment of humanity for all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. And he taught Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon him, as the last prophet, to do wonderful things for the future generations of children that come after him. And we come after the prophet. Many of us don't understand or know or begin to see the value of the prophets that God sent to humanity. Now, we want to make this clear, too, because the old world, they refer to the prophets as the prophets of God. Now, God don't have no prophets. We have the prophets. He sends prophets to us. No one can prophesy as God. The prophet is not God's prophet. He's God's messenger and warners and servants. And that's the only way. That's the only way that any human creature, I don't care what nationality, race, color, creed, language, speech, the only way that you can come to the one that created the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything in between that created you, male or female, is as a servant. And the prophets that God sent, he sent them in the times that were needed, in the circumstances when they was born in, and God raised from among the people that needed help that only God could give the help that they needed for their heart, their soul, their mind, their spirit, their rational, logical reasoning. Only God can give it. So God raised prophets and messaged ones up in the time and the need of the people in their circumstances. So God is the one that sent them into the world to be the people, to be the human beings' prophets. So God don't have no prophets. No, he has servants, and he's the one that sends prophets. There's none like unto him. There's no one sitting up on the throne besides God consulting with him or giving him any advice. So we want to make that clear. And we thank him for giving to us the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, born 1,439 years ago in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, in a time that we call the time of ignorance, the Jahiliyyah period. Jahiliyyah means ignorance. In the darkness on the earth, at that time, most of the world was not civilized or had the knowledge that God blessed Muhammad the prophet to bring to the world. He brought the religion of his father Abraham. That's what God blessed the last of the prophets to do, to bring back the religion that he had already given many, many generations before the prophet was even born, thought about. He gave our father Abraham a religion to give to all his sons and daughters and all the sons and daughters of Adam, in which Abraham is Adam's son. And this is the religion that God said he perfected and he preferred for all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham that he created in tribes and families. I want you to know that God said he created the human beings in tribes and families, speaking different languages, having different traditions and cultures, and eating different foods. But there's only one creator that did that, and that's who we owe our allegiance to, all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. God referred to us as brothers and sisters because we're a family. There's only one creator, one God, one humanity, one human family. One human family, one humanity, one God, one creator, whose proper name in our holy book is Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly praised and glorified is he. So I want to start, and I want to share. I know there's been a busy day today. Everybody looking at the eclipse. And there's a lot of science in that situation. And tonight, I think the president, he's supposed to make his first address to the union. And, he was out there. And they had been telling people, don't look up at that eclipse with a naked eye. And they have President Bush. Trump, that's what he was doing out there. And one of his aides came and told him and brought them glasses to him like, now, most of they said that people that have done that, they gonna have problems, and they're already having people complaining about their eyes that have done that. So we have to wait and see, because they said the next day you're gonna be able to tell the difference in your eyes if you look up at that eclipse without those special glasses or something that prevents you from having your eyes damaged. So who knows? We're gonna have to see. Wait. Because the president, I've been looking up at that situation without those glasses. I want to start off sharing something with you. It was a Ramadan session. This is the last Ramadan session that the Imam Muhammad, peace be upon him, was with us. And it's Ramadan session 2007. And it started on the days that it was that it was on. It was from the 5th to the 7th. It was on the 5th day, the 6th day, and the 7th day of October 2007. That was the last time that Imam Muhammad was with us in the physical form for a Ramadan session. And I want to share some of that talk that he gave us for those 3 days that we were with him. You know, because Imam was, you can now when you look back and reflect, you can see the urgency that he had and trying to get us to and register on those that were there, much as he possibly could, concerning the life that God wants for the human being and how we're supposed to perceive and accept God and receive God's message and his warning that came from servants long before he was on the earth, or before we was on the earth. There were many, 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 many prophets. And God says in our holy book, most of them not even named. Most of the prophets, God says, hey, they're not named. You know, but he got the ones that is named, they are named for a reason, especially the ones that we see that described that was on the seven levels of heaven, those special seven ones. They are types that is in all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham. They're in you and I, brother and sister. They represent types more than they represent a physical human being. They represent types. So I want to share with you, and I'm going to start where I see is a pretty good place to start to take you on the journey that I have in my heart and soul to take you on, but God is the best of planners. Man plan, and God plan, and God is the best of planners. That's one thing, you know, that Almighty God, He is the best of planners. Now, I got some people here that love to play with, you know, send all kind of, they send a bunch of zeros now. But earlier they were sending just numbers. Now they're sending all kind of zeros. See, these people know what time it is because this is the that eclipse, the moon eclipsing the sun. It had great significance in the history of the world and in the history of mankind. Mankind. It has great significance. And the people that know this science that is connected to it, they know and they see the handwriting on the wall. So this is what I want to try to help us to see and understand the time that we're living in and what must be done for all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham and dealing with this time. I know this ain't no coincidence they messing with my phone because they listen to these shows. They listen to Religion Meet Alive, and they listen to the show that I'm the host of, A Message of Concern, and other this, Muslim station, AM360. And they listen to A New Day for Al-Islam in America broadcast show, too. So we are aware of these things. But they can't stop God. Whatever Allah said, Kun Fai Kun be, and it is. It's going to be whatever God say be. So listen to what Imam Muhammad has shared with us. And I'm going to start off with this here on a figure in the scripture. He's a prophetic figure. He was a good friend, a good companion of the prophet. And the prophet made him what is known as the Mu'ethid, made him the one that called the Muslim community to prayer. His name is Bilal Ibn Rabb. Bilal, he was an African. He was captured. His parents were captured and brought from Africa to Mecca. And he was born in Mecca. Like our parents were captured from Africa and brought to America, and we were born in America. He went through the same process. But he was back there with the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, and he's a great prophetic figure. He's not a prophet, but he's in scripture. He's in the Old Testament, and he's in the New Testament. And God bless Imam Muhammad to study his history, especially being connected to the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophet, born in the time of Muhammad. And he heard Muhammad preaching, and he became a Muslim, even though he was a slave. And he was ready to die before he would turn his back on the religion that he got from the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet. And God blessed them through their sojourn to become very, very, very close companions. And he was one of the close companions of the prophet. He was a black African man. And he's the only one in the history of the religion of Al-Islam, out of all the sons and daughters of Adam and Abraham that accepted the religion of Al-Islam, this black man, this African man, was the only one ever in the history was told by the last of the prophet, the seal of the prophet, to go up on top of the house. What a house? The house that our father Abraham and his son Ishmael built, and call out to the whole world to come to the worship of the one true God. And the call is called the Adhan. And Bilal did that until the death of Muhammad the prophet. He was the one to call the community of Muslims starting out under Muhammad the prophet. For 23 years, the prophet taught, and for 23 years, it was him, Bilal, that called the people to worship the one true God. So we have a great connection here. And I want to share some of the things that Imam Muhammad has opened up our eyes to and have brought us back into the scripture, because that's one of our kind. And they wrote them out or tried to write them out of scripture. But the prophet, he's a mercy to all the world. He's a prophet for all the people. He's a universal prophet and messenger that God has sent. He comes by God's command. God is the one that put him into the world to do what he was born to do. God created him to do that. So listen to this here, and I hope you get something out of it. I'm going to start off talking about him, and other things will come into the picture. Good things, too. Not bad things, good things. But listen to what Imam Muhammad says about Bilal. And the Muslims that listen to this, many of them know Bilal, and the old world of Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, they know about Bilal. The Muslims don't. They know about Bilal in Mecca. They know about Bilal in most of all of these major Muslim countries that is over there in the East and Middle East. They know who the leadership, those who really know the religion, they know the role of Bilal in the religion of Al-Islam. We're his children. That's how I put it. So listen what Imam says about Bilal. Imam said, Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, there's a lot in Bilal that you do not know. Only a few of you will. I'm going to read this again. Bilal, may Allah be pleased with him. There is a lot in Bilal that you do not know. Only a few of you know. Bilal is a prophetic picture. And I do not mean a prophet. Prophetic picture does not mean necessarily a prophet, but it means a picture out of prophecy. He is a picture that we can find, and listen, in Bible prophecy and writing. He is a picture that we can find in Bible prophecy and writing. That is what I mean by propheticism. He is a prophetic picture or prophetic figure. He is not just there by accident as the Mu'addin for Prophet Muhammad. Did y'all hear this? You scholars, you so-called scholars. Imam said he's not just there by accident as the Mu'addin for Prophet Muhammad. Imam said we would talk about that at another time on some other occasion. Now, listen to what Imam said. I'm going to start right here where he says, our prophet's model for all human beings. Our prophet's model for all human beings. In the Salatu Juma, you know, say we mentioned our prophet's model, and we said his model is for all humanity. If I did not put it that way, you should write it now. You know, say his model is for more than those people who are called the people of the book, or for the following of Muhammad the Muslim. And Allah puts it in the best way, and that is where I'm coming from, that you would definitely find in Muhammad and a most excellent model for any person who believes in God in the last day. Imam said, we have some comments on the position of prayer in the Iqamah. First we say, Allahu Akbar, right? To begin any prayer, we must say that. Imam said, now understand this. Make a note here, too. If you have not done it, I have talked on it before, Salat. Imam said, on before. Imam, Salat is not prayer as prayer is understood in the world. Salat is not prayer as prayer is understood in the world. Prayer in the world is dua. Salat is not limited dua. Whereas the whole of the prayer is a dua. Because we give whatever we are reciting from Quran in our salat. We are in a spirit to submit to what Allah wants of us. If we are praying correctly, you know, if we come to prayer correctly, we are in a spirit to accept whatever Allah wants for us as our form and life on this planet Earth. That should be our disposition spiritually. It's not registered rationally on our mind. You know, I think the hearts of the believers conform to that. But dua is not salat. There are duas. You know, Muhammad said there are duas in the Quran. So I might be reciting a passage from the Quran or chapter in my salat, and there might be a dua within the content or context of that passage or that chapter. I'm reciting from the Quran because the Quran has also prayer. A special believers that were revealed as part of the Quran. O my slave, or O my servant. Amen. So prayer is a better word for salat. Amen. Now, I want y'all to listen to this here. Please, you who say that you are in the community, amen, and he's your leader and your teacher that taught you the religion and taught you the life of all the prophets and the meaning of them by God's permission, listen to what he said. He said, so prayer is a better word for Selah. And if you're a true student of me, you know, you'll pick up on that. So prayer is a better word for Selah. He meant that I don't try to impose this on persons outside of those who accept my influence, my guidance, or my leadership, and what I give as guidance and support of or reflecting what is in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet. He meant that Salat is worship, and worship in Quranic Arabic and understanding or meaning comes from the word Ab, A-B-B. Abada, A-B-A-D-A. When we stand for Salat, we stand as an Ibad of God, the servants or the worshipers of God. That is what he calls us. He gave us that name. He says in Arabic, yeah, Ibad be. Translated, it is, oh, my slave, or oh, my servant. Email said, but we know God is kind and merciful, gentle to his servant. So the term slave is too harsh. It has such strong meaning, such strong communication in the history of the world and how the world has treated human beings and enslaved them. So it is a word too harsh in English for us to use. You know, say, I'm proud and happy to be God's slave. But for communication's sake, for communicating the right meaning and the right feeling, we should say servant and not slave, like they do in Quran. In Quran, the translator translated servant. Worship, y'all please listen to our babies here this year. Worship in El Islam is conforming to the will of God. I know you scholars that I hear people come on the block, on these block talk shows and teach on worship, on teach on prayer. Listen to what the man says. This is the Mujahideen. This is the one the prophet said was going to come after him and make things, but make the religion right again by God's permission. Wish, Imam Muhammad says, and this, and America calling him the American Imam. Yeah, that's not to play down. That's nothing to play down like they tried to play it down. Imam Muhammad, that's very important. Imam Muhammad said, worship in El Islam is conforming to the will of God. Y'all hearing this here? God's will is going to inherit you. I hope that the president, who's going to make a speech tonight, got some of his aides. I don't know who chief texted one of my phones here. You know, they just put 5,000 numbers on it. They put 5,000, and they put a bunch of zeros. It's probably somebody I know that is jealous or hating me because of how God has blessed me to stand up in this religion. Don't you know? It's something. I'm finding out now. People I've been knowing for years thought they was all right in the religion I was on. Talking about we were brothers and preacher brothers. These are some of the worst ones to be against you. They go all behind your back. They try to take you down and come in front of your face and try to make like it's all right. But God points that out, that kind of mind out in the Quran, and because God says, when they with you, they may like they with you. But when they get among their friends, they talk about you like, oh, I know what. God said, you think what they say out of your mind is hurtful to you? If you can only see what they're thinking in their heart, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, instructed Muhammad the prophet to strengthen him in his spirit. And those of us that follow him, we're going to let God's will be done. And we're going to inherit, and we is inheriting. The world is going back and inheriting the spirit that God wants us to be in to help us reach our potential that he put in us to become the crown of his creation, the vice general, as it's called in the Bible, in the Khalifa. So Imam Muhammad says, so worship in El Islam is conforming to the will of God. Obedience, y'all hear that? Obedience, agreeing in and to God's will. Let me read this again. I hope our babies is hearing this, and you so-called scholars. So worship in El Islam is conforming to the will of God. Obedience, agreeing in and to God's will. That is what worship is. You know what I'm saying? And God's will was before he revealed any scripture to any prophet or anybody. And God's will was before he revealed any scripture to any prophet or anybody. Peace be upon the prophet. His will, God's will, his will is what supports his creation. God's will, Imam says, is not spooky. It is not a spooky thing I'm talking about. Imam says, don't think God's will is like your will. And again, it is similar to your will. Your will is nothing but a poor reflection of God's will. And you can't will except as God will. Y'all hearing this here? Imam says, your will is nothing but a poor reflection of God's will. And you can't will except as God's wills. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's Allah's word in the Quran. Even though you will something wrong, that wasn't God's will for you to have what? That freedom. Don't mean God go along with it. Even though you will something wrong, that was in God's will for you to have that freedom. God gave you freedom. That freedom to do that, to even will something wrong. But listen, listen what he now said. And in the end, you're going to be finished. And God's will is going to inherit you, not you inherit God's will. After you're finished, dead, God's will is going to inherit you, and you're going to go back into his system of matter. And his system of matter makes salat to him. His system of matter is a Muslim, and it makes salat to its creator. In other words, it brings its form to conform to the will of its creator. The will of God. Now, I will hope you. I've read enough here to open up your eyes, to make you want to hear more. This is Religion Mean Alive. And I am the co-host, standing in for the host, Imam Alpha Muhammad, who is the host of this show. And we have to, he has to pay for this show. And he is asking everyone who can help him because Imam Alpha is going through some physical challenges too at the same time, but he's a soldier, he's standing strong in the service of his Lord, his Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need your help, and you can help by sending whatever you can, big or small, to 1302 Linden, zip 07036. 1302 Linden, 07036. And listen to what the rest of the show, Religion Means Alive, I'm going to be on to 10 o'clock, inshallah. And the number to call, and I'm asking you to get in contact with someone right now and tell them to call this number, 805-727-7013. 805-727-7013. And listen to Religion Mean Not Lie. Once again, I'm the co-host, Dr. Mubashir Attab, Walter D. Muhammad of Brooklyn, New York. This is very important, and I hope that the scholars, the ones that do a lot of talking on these block talk shows in different locales, like down in St. Louis, Kansas, South Carolina, North, wherever, in different places, out there in Chicago, Detroit, Michigan. You know, there's people that is in the community of Imam Muhammad, and they have block talk shows, like I'm on the block talk show. I hope some of them listening too. Imam Muhammad says, and I hope that the Christian world, this Judean Christian, strongest Judean Christian society on the planet Earth is right here in America. Right here in America. This is the new world. Y'all, please listen. This is a new world of Judaism. This is the new world of Christianity. And this is the new world of Islam. Why? Because the old world is where the people that came here for the freedom of religion to this new world. They came here for the freedom of religion. Now, listen to what Imam Muhammad says. Imam Muhammad said, this is the West. Western problem is incorrect reading of the Bible. Now, this is very, very important to all of these televangelists and all of these political leaders that is most of them is Christian preachers. And you know some of the big Christian preachers. Y'all know who they is. And but they don't know. They don't know. Can't see what the real problem is. They know some of the problem, but they missing so much. They missing the most important thing. That's why they recognize Imam Muhammad as their American Imam. And the learned scholars around the world, a Muslim world, important Muslim world, recognize him as the Mujahid. The Mujahid is the one that the Prophet said was coming after him. They try to act like they don't know that. They do know it. But they don't call. They don't want to know that the Mujahid that came after the Prophet is a black man. Come from the same spirit and come from the same family that the one that he told to go up on top of that house and call the dean. It was a black man that was appointed there. God inspired the prophet to see. And true, that black man ain't going to do that. We're his children. That's what I call ourselves. We're his children. Because other people say they father. They say Abraham is their father. They call different people among them than their tribe their father. Because look at America. America, they call America America. But who is America named after? America's their species. It wasn't named after Columbus. And they said Columbus discovered America, but it wasn't named after him. So they named people in history, they named certain special situations after people who had the most influence in promoting that situation that gave them the biggest help that they needed in the time that they were being challenged. So the Imam said this Western world, the Western problem is, listen, incorrect reading of the Bible. Now, you should have your ears open for this here. If you're a student of Imam Muhammad, you ain't heard this here. And a lot of these young ones, they didn't hear this here. Because the Imam, he passed after this Ramadan session here. We were getting ready for the Ramadan session 8 coming up, the 8th Ramadan session, but the Imam passed before God took him away, before he was able to join us in the Ramadan section number 8. Imam says, so our salat is worship, and everything we do in our life should be worship. Are y'all hearing this here? So our salat is worship, and everything we do in our life should be worship. This is the teaching of Allah's book, the Quran, and the teaching of our prophet. Everything you do should be an act of worship, called in Arabic ibadah, E-B-A-A-D-A-H. That's how I spell it in ibadah. But as I said, we all do not conform completely. We are not perfect. But we should be striving to bring our whole life to be an expression of our worship of Allah. Muhammad the Prophet was that kind of a person. His whole life was worship of Allah. You know, so someone may ask, what about his wives? You know, they say he was married to women. Listen what the response. That was half of his religion. That is his saying. That's what the Prophet said. Marriage is half of religion. He said marriage. This is the Prophet said. You know, so the Prophet said marriage is half of the religion. You have to get away. This is Imam talking now. Imam said you have to get away from this Western influence in your mind. I'm talking about the Western influence that comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. Imam said, you should be writing that down. You should be writing that down. Imam said, I said incorrect reading. I said incorrect reading of the Bible. So don't go out there and say, the Imam said that the problem is in the Bible, brother. That problem comes from the Bible. You know, I said, no. I said it comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. That's a big difference, brother and sister. You know what I'm saying? No, I said it comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. That is a big difference. That's what he meant saying. That is a big difference. So what happens to society? So what happens to society? It is influenced. You know, Muhammad said it is influenced by the moral problem. A pious man who accepts to give up wives, women, and sex, and then broke down and had to go to court for sodomy. They should have read the Quran. Well, Allah said, this world is too big for you. This world is too big for you. If you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. You know what I'm saying? They have a thing with sex. And the shaitan comes in, and he uses their defects and influences the whole culture, but not directly. He whispers his influences into the culture. And they are already weak for it, so they buy it. Y'all, please let our babies hear this. And you too. And sisters, I want y'all to open up your ears because I'm getting ready to read something to you. And it probably makes a lot of you mad because you rebel. Some of you sisters talking about you follow the Quran and Muhammad the Prophet and leadership. You know, some of you are so rebellious. This is what the leader says. You name your leader, then listen to what he says here. Imam Muhammad, I'm going to read this again. Imam Muhammad said, you have to get away from this Western influence in your mind. I'm talking about the Western influence that comes from incorrect reading of the Bible. You should be writing that down. Imam said, you should be writing that down. Imam said, I said incorrect reading of the Bible. So don't go out there and say, the Imam said that the problem is in the Bible, brother. That problem comes from the Bible. You know what I'm saying? No. I said it comes from incorrect reason of the Bible. That is a big difference. You remember how I said? He said, so what happens to society? You know what I said? What happens to society? It is influenced by the moral problem. It is influenced by the moral problems of pious men who accepted to give up wives, women, and sex, and then broke down and had to go to court. Go to the court for sodomy. They should have read the Quran where Allah says, this world is too big for you. If you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. You know, so they have a thing with sex. And the shaitan, that's the devil, y'all. That's the devil. And the Bible calls it the Satan, the devil. That's the same thing. The Quran is the shaitan. If you don't accept this world is too big. God said, this world is too big for you. If you don't accept my guidance, this world is going to get the best of you. Amen. So they have a thing with sex, and the shaitan comes in, and he uses their defects and influences the whole culture, but not directly. He whispers his influences into the culture. Huh? And they are already weak for it, so they buy it. Y'all, please. Amen. So when you give them, let our children hear that. Please, you too, you leaders, you who wants to pass the people time on the airways with useless knowledge. I hope you can use this here with useless knowledge. Useless knowledge. This useful knowledge that I'm going to read to you from the email. Because we're getting too much useless knowledge over these airways. Imam says, so when you give the natural life artificiality, listen to that word. So when you give the natural life artificiality, impose upon that natural life, and life that is really strange to the natural life and artificial, not real, when you look at what is natural life, Imam says, what happened? The behavior register in that life.